We continue Beis Hashem Yisbarach Siman Tzad Kei Sif Yud Beis. Im Yesh B'Tayach Tchum Eze Ear Shemakavas Chemes Shemusukanis Be'Ervin. If within the area of the Tchum there's a city that has a wall around it or has an Erev around it, Einam Nemdedes. It's not counted. Einam L'Chashban. As it's only considered all as just one Arba Amos. But that's only if the entire city is covered. If from where you put your Erev Tchumim until the city, for example, there's 500 Amma, Azir, so it didn't take up the whole 2,000 Amma. So then the city's, the entire area of the city is only considered 4 Ammas. And then outside of that city, yesh le mechutz li oid elef arba meis v'tishim shesh amas, you have 1,496 amma left. Ben chilek ben tzad shilufneir, ben tzad shlach erev, it doesn't make a difference in which direction. Aval tchum ha-shabbos kula b'amtsir, if the tchum shabbos ends within the middle of the city, so then we don't count the whole city as just 4 amas, and therefore, from the spot where the 2,000 amma end, you can't walk any further if that's where the 2,000 amma point from your Erev is. Because if the entire city is not within your Tchum, then the entire city cannot be considered like 4 ammas only. Then the entire city cannot be considered like 4 ammas. If you put the Erev close to 2,000 ammas from the city, when you go back to your city, your 2,000 amma end at the beginning, wherever the 2,000 amma end, which may be before you reach your home, and therefore, in such a circumstance, you wouldn't even be able to go back or to where you're home. You could only walk till that spot in the city. So if you dal aim arv an erev tchumim, we don't make an erev tchumim el dvar mitzvah, only for the purpose of dvar mitzvah. There are those that say that, as we discussed in our previous year, one of the ways an erev can be made is by actually being where you want to make your tchum on bein hashmoshes. If that's the way you're being koveya mokum, if that's the way you're establishing place of residence for Shabbos, so then it doesn't have to be letzorech mitzvah. That those that disagree and say that under all circumstances, it could only use this dvar mitzvah. What is a dvar mitzvah? Kigoyin laspal basara, to be able to daven with a minyan, alav b'pnei rabbi chaveroi, or to go greet your rebbe or your friend, shabam min haderech, or l'sudas mitzvah, if you're going for a sudas mitzvah, l'fakeich alask rabbim, or you're doing something on behalf of the community, or shabam min haderech, if somebody's coming from wherever he's coming, and he wants to be able to get home, those are all reasons that you can make an Erev Tchumim. Sif Tazvav, Eimenichem Erev Tchumim, we don't put down an Erev Tchumim, Lai B'Shabbos, Lai B'Yontif, then not on Shabbos, and not on Yontif. L'Kerem Chal Yontif B'Erev Shabbos, if Yontif falls out on Friday, and on Shabbos he wants to be able to go past the Tchum, you have to put down the Erev on Thursday. Similarly, in Chutz Laretz, when we keep 2 Yom time in Chutz Laretz, one should not put down an Erev on the first day Yontif and saying, well, if today is a weekday, I'm putting the Erev today, and then I don't need one for tomorrow, vice versa. One should not be doing that, because an Erev represents a kinyan, that this is where I am being kind of shvisa, this is where I'm taking up residence, and taking up residence requires a kinyan. And since taking residence requires a kinyan, it shouldn't be done on Yontif. If there's a 2-day Yontif, so you have to have the Erev, the Erev Yontif for the first day, then you have to have a Bein HaShmoshes on the first day for the second days. But that's only by all Yom Tovim, except from Rosh Hashanah. When we speak about the 2 days Yontif Rosh Hashanah, the halacha considers them kiyomer richta, like one long day,
And since the halacha considers that like one long day, we don't need to have two separate Erevin. The Erev that you put down, Erev Rosh Hashanah, works for both days, Rosh Hashanah. V'kein, im chal yontav Erev Shabbos, if yontav falls on Friday, v'rotz alach b'Shabbos, and he wants to use the Erev Tchumim on Shabbos, tzorach l'nichas Erev b'Erev yontav, you have to put down the Erev on Thursday. V'kein b'yontav l'achas Shabbos, or yontav is on Sunday, v'rotz alach b'yontav, and you want to go somewhere on yontav, tzorach l'nichas Erev b'Erev Shabbos, you have to put down the Erev Tchumim on Friday. Din amar b'raglov, b'shulchan aruch siman tov tes siv zayin, v'din yontav asamach l'shabbos, l'shnei yom taim shigolius, v'rotzel l'arv yom rish l'tzadzeh, yom sheni l'tzadzeh, is v'siman tov tes zayin. Siv tes zayin, caliph, person's things that he owns, his equipment, v'bei moysav shalom, a person's animals, harayim k'raglov, they have the same halacha as the person himself. In a place where he can't walk, a person may not take his people, his things or his animals there. However, the Shulchan Aruch says if the animals wander on their own past the Tchum, we don't have to stop them. If somebody lent these equipment or animals to somebody else, or he rented them to someone else, a muscle and a shmir, or he gave him over to someone on to watch. Harei heim karagel shezeh sheim atzlai. They have the status of the person by whom they are. V'afil oiv kachavim, even if the person you gave it to is a nachri. Kana kelim, v'abehem shvisa atzlai. By giving it to the nachri, it gets the status of the nachri. V'loi oid, al gam hachfeitzim shloiv kachavim, the objects that belong to a nachri, wherever they were, that's considered the place that they are for Shabbos. And if a Jew takes them over on Shabbos, they will be limited to count the tchum according to where these things were on Ben Hashmashas. If a Nachri brought fruit, that there's no reason to be concerned, that they were attached on Shabbos, because if they were detached on Shabbos, they would have been muksa, and then we can't use them. The Nachri brought things that there's no reason to be concerned there was any malacha involved in bringing them. El sheyesh is a tchumim, but now there's a new consideration, and that's the consideration of tchum. Im mevim b'shul atzmai, if the Nachri brought him on his own behalf, or for another Nachri, the Jew could eat them. They do have the Tchum restriction. If the Nachri delivered them to the house, or he brought it to a city that has an Erev, then they can be carried in the entire city. Anywhere where you could carry, any area within which you can carry, that entire area is nechshav k'mo toich arba amos. It's considered like it's only arba amos. V'mishvim b'shvil Yisrael, but if they were brought on behalf of Yisrael, asur Yisrael zeh, then that Yisrael ulchol b'nei beisoy have to wait to use it ad l'arev until Matzei Shabbos, and they have to wait on Matzei Shabbos the amount of time k'day Shiyasu, the amount of time it takes to deliver them, that it took to deliver them on Shabbos. However, the Pesachim say that if a mailman brought mail on Shabbos, and he brought it to our house, and he brought it chutz l'tchum, there's no problem, because the mailman is not bringing it on our behalf. The mailman is bringing it on his own behalf, because that is his job to deliver the mail. The Hainu's Mansha Yochem Levium, the amount of time it takes to deliver them. You could still move them for Amos, or Ubisophic, when there's a question, if there's a question of it came from outside the Tchum, Gam Kain Asurim, we have to be strict. Elmken yishlois yoiser, unless we could have more reason to believe shloihova chutz l'tchum, that they weren't delivered from chutz l'tchum. Sif yutches kaimelan dein tchum l'mal masar tfachim. There are no tchumim above 10 tfachim. It's actually a question in the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch says that since tchumim ad rabbanon, so sofet rabbanon l'kula, and we say that there's no tchum. But as we began this simon saying that tchumim, that lamal, that tchumim of 24,000 amma are daraisa, so when we're talking about a tchum daraisa, then the halach would be that we are machmer on tchumim lamal miasara. Why is there such a consideration? Because in the midbar they traveled with wagons that were below 10 tfachim. Okay, misha ba otach sfina be'er Shabbos, karim enachos Shabbos. If somebody was traveling on a boat from before Shabbos, and the boat traveled on Shabbos quite a distance, when he gets to the port on Shabbos, it's not considered that he used up any of his tchum. And therefore, he has from the port, he has a tchum from the port. Typically, a boat is lamala min asara, tfachim min karka, is 10 tfachim above the ground. V'lekana shvisa, and therefore it's not considered that he has a place of residence, ad hamaka shebal yibasha, until he gets to the port. But this is only a halacha, the place can say, by boats. But if something, a train, a plane, the halacha is, one should not travel on them on Shabbos. Not only should one not travel them on Shabbos, the Paiskim say that one shouldn't even enter them before Shabbos and travel in them on Shabbos. The Aval and Betacha Shabbos Yotzim and Asfina, but if on Shabbos he left the boat, the Chazav and Nichnas L'Toycha, and then he goes back into the boat, Macher Shahoya B'Shabbos B'Yabosha, once he was on dry land, Kanasham Shvisa, that becomes his place of residence. If the tzchina now goes outside the tchum, then he will be limited. He'll be left to four amos, as is the halach of anybody who leaves his tchum. If the boat was in a spot where it was within 10 tfachim, the paiskim discuss, if the bottom of the boat was within 10 tfachim of the ground, but he was sitting on the top of the boat, which is above 10 tfachim from the ground. And the Paiskim say that you can't separate areas on a boat. And the entire boat is considered one area. And if the bottom of the boat is within 10 tfachim of the ground, that's considered as if the entire boat is within 10 tfachim of the ground. And then you don't have the special dispensation of above 10 tfachim. If the boat was somewhere where there's less 10 tfachim to the ground, kanasham shvisa. If a mistapik, but if he has a question, if that was the situation, then dalach is azlin al kula, we could be lenient. And as we said, because tchuma derabanan, and since the whole halach of tchuma is derabanan, we apply the concept of Sofk Derbanan Lekula, and we take a lenient approach and assume that the boat was above 10 tfachim.